USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
14-year-old died last night after falling off an amusement ride at Orlando's Icon Park. The investigation continues. Democrats in the House want to continue spending big bucks. Here's why.
House Democrats have brought forth the competitiveness bill. The bill itself is a $250 billion legislative package aimed at investing in domestic research and manufacturing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has one major problem with the bill.
If you can believe it, this bill contains a $10 billion check for Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origins, his space company. Jeff Bezos is worth about $180 billion. If he wants to go to the moon, Mars, that's his business. He can afford to pay for it. Taxpayers of this country do not need to subsidize Jeff Bezos' space travel.
Sanders, speaking on his Instagram, also said there's one other part of the bill he'd like to see removed, $53 billion for microchip companies like Intel with no strings attached. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Yellow taxis in New York City and Uber ride-sharing are teaming up in the Big Apple.
Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden is sending mixed messaging to his actions taken against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The president takes a question from NATO headquarters on Thursday.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no. I think what happens is we have to demonstrate the purpose. The single most important thing is for us to stay unified.
President Biden's administration officials over the past few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect, clearly, and he hasn't invaded yet.
The allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.